This is Richard Vobes of the Richard Vobes Radio Show. We're on our Vobes Pods Across America trip. Now, we've spent a few great days in Chicago having a wonderful time. Jimmy.
Hello.
Where are we?
We're driving north on Highway US 41 to Appleton.
Why are we going there?
To see Chuck Tomasi.
Ooh.
And while we're there, we've got lots of things.
Yeah, hang on, wait a minute.
What's that?
Look, it looks a bit like...
It can't be.
Well, I think it is.
Humans, this is Commander G. You have been taken aboard the spaceship XL.
Sounds a bit like Microsoft Alien.
Silence! We have brought you here to conduct certain tests. We require biological material. Which of you is the female?
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Welcome to Technorama! This is the podcast that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geeky. And it's also been found to cause cancer in laboratory rats. This is show number 107 for Monday, May 8th, 2006. I am your host, Chuck Tomasi, and with the man feeding the rats, it's my co-host, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
Ow! Hey, come bit me. Oh, hey!
Just keep feeding them the decon. They'll be all right.
Stupid thing drew blood.
Coming up in tonight's show, we've got news from the RIAA. We've got the Microsoft EULA explained in English. And somewhere we're supposed to have a couple of in-studio guests, but we haven't seen hide nor hair of them yet. They're a little bit behind schedule. I hope they didn't get delayed or off track or something. Let's see how that goes. Maybe they'll be showing up soon. Until then, sit tight. Fasten your seatbelts and get ready for the usual.
On this day in tech, blah, blah, blah.
Because we're making blah, blah, blah right now.
On this day in tech history for May 8th, 2006. This is May 8th, it's 2 to the 7th, or the 128th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 237 days remaining in 2006. It was on this date in 1541 that Hernando de Soto reaches the Mississippi River and names it Rio de Espiritu Santo. Pharmacist Dr. John Stith Pemberton invents a carbonated beverage that would later be named Coca-Cola on this date in 1886. And Paramount Pictures is formed on this date in 1914. Yep, they're the ones who give us the Star Trek films. Happy birthday goes out on this date in 1842 to Emil Christensen Hansen, the Danish fermentation physiologist. And finally, happy birthday to H. Robert Horvitz, the American biologist and Nobel Prize winner. He was born in 1947. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for May 8th, 2006.
Technorama. Just another way to stick it to the man.
We're back, and we have with us our delayed but esteemed guests, Richard Vobes and Jimmy Hastel, walking funny for some reason.
Which one of you are the man, baby?
So which one of you is the female? The tall one.
The bold one.
How are you, Richard?
I'm not too bad, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
You're doing very well with those big silver ear contraptions touch. Are you sure you've not been probed?
It's Wisconsin. We have to keep our ears warm.
Oh, right. Is that what it is? Haven't seen any snow.
It's to hide the probe.
Ooh, the brain probe goes in one ear and out the other.
Know what I've heard.
And we also have Jimmy Hastel.
Hey.
The man behind Podcast User Magazine. Yeah. One of a terrific team who puts that publication together.
Has it actually come out yet?
I was looking last night.
So were we.
Tonight, I believe.
You don't have Jimmy's theme?
I do not have Jimmy's theme.
He's got the beer, Jimmy. He isn't queer.
He's not all here.
Yeah, right now.
All right, we will come back to them and talk in just a bit. Right now, we've got a listener email.
937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Chuck, you got another phone call.
Who is it?
Bruce Barr.
OnStar?
Bruce Barr.
Juice Barr?
Bruce Barr.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me. Have him leave a message.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, it's Bruce. So, anyway, hope to be seeing Craig next week. Hope to sync up on Tuesday while I'm down there in the Carolinas. But just listen to the show. Great show as always. Hey, I will see your 5 1/4-inch disc and raise you, because somewhere in the pile of stuff upstairs in the Mad Scientist Lab is 8-inch floppy disk, which I have in a box there. Got a funny story about 5 1/4-inch and 8-inch floppies and 8-inch and 12-inch hard disk drives, but it's a family show. I'll have to tell you guys sometime offline. Anyway, back in the 70s, Secretary misspelled something on server contract. Anyway, and also, the other thing was, your old number counting game reminded me of elementary school. Like Craig said, great, I was the Buzz champion. Buzz is a game where you say buzz instead of numbers that are multiples of 7 or that end in 7. We used to do that to practice our Spanish in Spanish class, and I was the champion of the 6th grade, I think because I was the only person who could think about the Spanish words and do math in his head at the same time. Not that I was going to be really good at Spanish or anything like that. And what was the last thing? Oh, yeah, Mame. I love that movie. Not so much the one that was musical with Lucille Ball, but the one that was just like the regular play with Rosalind Russell. Man, what a great movie. Glad you guys reminded me of that. Anyway, and a little twist here. What 70s movie that starred Saturday Night Live stars and a Hollywood... child of a Hollywood star, so Hollywood, what would you call that? Anyway, the child of Hollywood stars, who was a star in his own right, had a comical reference to the musical Mame. Bye, guys. 101.
I have no clue on that one, Bruce. You got me on that one. Craig thinks he's gonna IMDb this thing.
Yeah, I see Auntie May from 1958. I don't think that's it. Oh wait, there's a movie called Mame from 1974.
Yeah, but he said there was a comical reference in there, and he was counting multiples of 7 in a foreign language. Wow, Bruce, that one takes the cake right there.
I like this right here, Mame from 1974. The tagline:
Yeah,
she'll coax the blues right out of your heart.
We also have another voicemail from, we'll say it's somewhat anonymous caller, but I think you'll get the voice real quick.
You know who this is. Listen very carefully. Stop mocking me. This is my gig. Do you think T. Gordon Liddy likes it when everybody starts putting the name Gate? at the end of every political bollocks? I don't think so. You've been warned.
When did Darth Vader take up chain smoking? That's what it sounded like.
Actually, I thought it was my landlord. I'll have the money over next week. I swear.
And we seem to be on a bit of a Star Wars thing here.
Hey, Chuck and Cred, this is Stingray 42, and I just had a question for you guys. You're always talking about lightsabers, and I always wanted to know, do you guys even have lightsabers? Thanks, and if Richard Vogues is there, tell him that I really admire what he does. Thanks, bye.
Hey, thank you, Stingray. Yes, Richard is here. He made it. He has no recollection of any wrongdoing, but I'll tell you, they are still walking funny. Do we have lightsabers? Does this sound... Craig, take that!
Hey.
Back off, man.
Ow! Turn that thing off, put it away.
If that doesn't convince you we have lightsabers, well, you need help.
Well, you know, the doctor did say to take the one, take Chuck's away from him, but...
You can take the lightsaber out of the... Wait.
Hey, Chuck and Greg, this is John Noodles from the Ice Skateboard Podcast.
This is Mike from the Riverbend at theriverbendpodcast.com. I would like to congratulate you guys on show number 5. What? Show 101? Well, then why didn't they say 01100101?
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Bruce. Man, what would I do if I wasn't blurting out, laughing out loud for no good reason?
This is Darusha from the Golden Hammers Tech Watt. Congrats, CNK. And I can't wait for show 101100101. You guys make me ROTFLMAO.
I love Tech Tomorrow. Chuck and Craig are my heroes.
This is Ellie from Israel. I've started listening to the show about 20 episodes ago. And
hi guys, it's Lingo. Congratulations on making show 101.
This is Steve Wozniak. You're listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
And the great thing is, this doesn't take higher math. No, you don't need higher math to understand it. That's what it was. I'll get the code. Shout out time to the chat room. We've got Bumble Root, Dave G, Jeep and Dave, K.L. Wright, Kevin Devin, Mad Marv, Mark Shepard, Nibble, Scafey.
Nibbler.
Tim Elliott, Trebron, and Zaha Doom. We had Lingo for a bit. I don't know where he went.
He'll be back in a minute. He went on a beer run.
He got safely. He was here this afternoon, so he made it back to the Chicagoland area in one piece.
Oh.
And we do not have any birthdays this week on the listener birthday calendar. However, if you'd like to join us there, go to the wiki. There is a section in the Fun and Games. You're welcome to add your name. And
claim your date.
I'll take the tall blonde, thanks.
Beware, Earthlings. Claim your date.
I'll take the tall blonde, thanks.
Not that kind of date.
Hacks and Strange Stories.
Let's go right past the news and go straight to Hacks and Strange Stories.
Because Chuck skipped the wiki a bit again.
All right, let's reel it back in. Hey, listen, Chuck is a speaker at the Expo, so if there's no other reason for you to go to the Podcast Portable Media Expo in Ontario, that would be it.
Well, yeah, that works.
Yeah. And what are you going to be talking about, Chuck?
What am I going to talk about? I'm talking about the ways to use things like webcams, chat rooms, streaming audio, streaming video, all that good stuff. Ways to grow your audience and get listener loyalty. Lawyers listening.
For you to say. Well, you know, me, I always have my webcam on, so it really helps me out a lot.
Your webcam's never on. What are you talking about?
Duh. Oh, well. So, yes, Chuck will be talking at the Podcast Expo, and I'm happy for him, so that'd be cool.
Now, can we go back to the Hacks and Strange Stories?
No, because I'm not quite finished. Take a stand against the RIAA.
If you're not quite finished, can I play the typewriter?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm trying. You forgot to put it on the desk again. Skip it. It'll probably kick in about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Anyway, take a stand against the RIAA. Over at the EFF, and I'm starting to gain more and more...
I'm having acronym overload again.
No, I'm starting to get more and more, props towards them. They've got this petition going on to stop the RIAA from, you know, suing dead grandmothers and squirrels. I mean, come on. They're suing everybody and their brother. Families that don't have computers, they're suing. For file trading.
Are these the same squirrels that gave David Douglas E. Welch bubonic plague?
Yeah, right. Those damn fleas. Anyway, so if you know any of this, I'm sure anybody that, especially listening to this show, has heard all the stories about RIAA and some of the people that they've gone after. It's just crazy. So go over there, sign the petition, and see if it helps out. I don't know. But they also have an action center over at the EFF, and they talk about all the legislation that they try to get passed to take rights away from you to use media how you want. And you can go over there and keep an eye on what's going on and see how you can participate in keeping everybody in check.
Can I go now?
Yes, man.
Hacks and strange stories.
Jeez.
We have a link in the show notes to the Best Buy imposters. Apparently, it's become fashionable to dress up like the employees of Target or Best Buy, who have, you know, Best Buy has the blue shirts and the pants. Well, people are going into the store dressed as them and helping other employees.
Wait a minute. This is how this worked. Now, the Improv Everywhere is a group, actually, it's a couple of guys, and he has a mailing list of people that are willing to go with them on these different excursions. And if you go to their site, they have video of other excursions. And some of those excursions are like going somewhere and not, like two people and act like they have a fight or something, like a verbal fight, nothing physical, or some kind of situation to kind of make things, I don't know, just to get things stirring. Well, what he did was he emailed a bunch of people and said, come dressed in a blue shirt with khakis and bring a newspaper. Well, when they all showed up, he said, well, ditch the newspaper. It was actually a ruse just to throw everybody off so they didn't know what they were there for until the day of. And what they did was he sent everybody in. I think it was at 15-second intervals. All these people would go in, stand around on the end caps, and act like a Best Buy employee.
Mm-hmm.
So if people come up to them, they were supposed to say, be helpful. And if you can help them, go ahead. But not to say that you're a Best Buy employee. And he had 80 people going to this one Best Buy in Manhattan. And then hilarity ensued. The managers started asking, and people were like, hey, the Best Buy people started getting an uproar saying, it's against my civil rights for you to videotape me. And they were videotaping. They were using some of the demo cameras in the store to take pictures. So if their cameras got confiscated, they could go back. Somebody could go back in later and get the cards out of the demo cameras.
Jeez.
It's actually pretty good, and there's more details to it, but go check it out. There's some people with hidden cams and all that good stuff, and you can read all about it.
What will they do next?
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Mar from Hawaii. Just wanted to congratulate you on your 101st show.
101 episodes? That is like 10 years in a dog's life.
You're one of the main reasons I'm in podcasting. After all, I figured if you guys could do it, anybody could.
Philip from Australia giving you a binary high five from down under.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. Thanks for giving us the only place where we can feed our inner geeks twice a week.
How about on the special occasion you give everybody a binary high 10? 1010.
101.
Yes!
Just wanted to say congratulations on show number 101.
Can't be a good sound.
You're listening to Chuck Tomasi, and this is Johnny B with MostlyTrivial.com. Ain't he funny?
Hey, I wasn't on the script.
Ain't he funny?
Now, a show or two ago, we played the song by the AT&T synthesized thing where they sang Daisy, Daisy, you know, give me your answer, do.
Yeah.
Somebody sent us a derivative of that. You've got to hear it.
Lyris, Lyris, Lyris is all they want.
have a virus. Tell your computer so on. You're screwed. You're screwed.
Ha ha ha. It got busted.
Virus, virus, virus. Virus, virus, virus.
Virus, 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 oh yeah!
I just thought that was funny enough to play. We yeah, do hilarious. Have we do have our two guests in the studio, Richard and Jimmy, and we wanted to talk a little bit about what they've noticed in the U.S. It's different from the U.K. I know Richard isn't the most techie guy, but wanted to find out, well, for example, Richard walked into the studio, and you had the biggest power strip. Because the electrical outlets are hey, different.
Is that an English term for something?
That's not a euphemism for anything.
He's got the largest outlets.
Whoa, look at that power strip.
Okay. Now, what else have you noticed? What other technical challenges have you run into in the country? It's not so easy being on the other side of the microphone.
Well,
charging your cell phones, maybe?
Charging the cell phone? No, because I've got this massive, great big power strip, which you can just plug all sorts of crap into it, and you only need one converter, and away you go. Yeah, okay, so we've got slightly more power in the UK than you use. So,
twice as much.
Yeah, so, no, that's easy. We haven't really encountered any problems on the technical side.
No, no, apart from driving.
Yeah, I mean, you're all driving.
Well, tell us about the driving.
What, technically?
Yes.
Yes. You say we drive on the wrong side of the road. We drive on the right side of the road.
No, the wrong side of the road. No, you're right first time.
We drive on the right side of the road. You must drive on the wrong side of the road. What hand is my holding up?
That hand.
The one with fingers on.
Yeah, which finger is in the air right now?
The middle one. Hey. I know that hand signal now.
It's universal, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
No, the driving, I think, in your country is actually, I was quite surprised, I have to say, because I had this idea that you lot were all completely bonkers, that you were stressed out, that you would be driving as fast as you can, bumper to tail, knocking everybody off the roads, that the police would be bearing down left, right and centre on us, that there'd be flashing lights, that there'd be crazy stuff going on here in the US of A.
And actually, sound like anyone you know, Craig?
It's a bit disappointing because none of that, you're all like Sunday drivers. You get in
sounds
your
like
cars,
me going to work.
You switch on the overdrive and you're just cruising.
Yeah, and they pick up the phone, stick it to their ear. Well, they've got a laptop beside
them. Hey, Jimmy.
Hello.
Have you noticed in the UK, we've, unfortunately, this is us dissing the UK. But in the UK, people have got these silly, stupid blue chip things on their ears. I haven't noticed anyone in the US of A.
That's true.
With these stupid Star Trek things on.
I can point to two in this studio that carry them regularly.
We've not seen them. We have not seen them.
They're hiding. Look at them.
I should say we also have three additional. There are now six people in this room that normally have one. Me. So we've got Richard and Jimmy. We also have Bob Pankratz, Scott Reynolds, and Steve Kabelowski in this studio. And we will credit each one. Steve is from the local Post Crescent newspaper. And Scott is my coworker, and Bob is my neighbor. Bob's your uncle. There, now that we've gone through the roll call.
So, Chuck, do you use blue chip over here?
Bluetooth?
Bluetooth. I'm not a geek, so I don't know the terms. Don't ask me that. Blue something. Blue moon.
I don't have a wireless earpiece for my phone, but my phone does have it.
But do they use Bluetooth in America?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I can use my cell phone and remote control.
What's the advantage between Bluetooth, which Jimmy and I found to be absolute crap in the UK, to Wi-Fi?
Bluetooth is not as complex to set up. You can just hook the two machines together. You pair it. You say, go discover something. It discovers it. You say, good. Now, my laptop wants to be partners with my phone. It says, good, enter this code, and you're done.
Hello.
Yeah. Is this Avon?
Hello.
Yeah.
I don't know where you went. That's the way Technorama goes. If Craig stays on for the whole show, we're lucky.
I've been drinking too much. I fell off.
Yeah, back on. So it's a short range thing, usually used to pair two devices, and they stay paired even if you're moving from one location to the other. I can pick up this laptop, go to work, and my cell phone will still talk to my laptop.
Is one going to take more precedence than the other?
No, I think they're two different tools for two different jobs.
Oh, okay.
It's like when would you use Wi-Fi over a wire? Wire, you want the speed, you want to make sure you stay connected. Yeah,
Bluetooth is for a personal network, so you can have several things on your, in a small area. Like you can be sitting in front of your computer, and that would be could talk to your cell phone and stuff. But Wi-Fi is like a little larger, and sharing, like a network more on the like the internet and stuff like that.
Bob looks like he has something to say.
I was just going to mention that with the Bluetooth, we've actually had to back down our usage of it in our office because we had a Bluetooth keyboard, Bluetooth mouse, Bluetooth PDA times two people talking to Bluetooth Macintoshes. We found out if you turned all of that on, we couldn't get any cell phone reception in our stinking office.
Well, that's interesting.
Turn them all off. Well, gee, look at that. We go from one bar to five bars, and we can actually have a conversation with the customers. So that's why a couple months ago, I gave back my Bluetooth keyboard to Brian and said, can I have my wired one back, please?
No kidding.
And get rid of all of it in the office just because the cell phones wouldn't work with it. So I'm not sure they got the kinks out yet.
You think they need like different Bluetooth channels?
Well, I think it's because we're using older Bluetooth. I think the older stuff we're using now is like 1.1, which interferes with Wi-Fi. And apparently if you have enough of it in a 7x10 room, it messes with the cell phone signals. There's a world of difference. I literally cannot hold a conversation on my cell phone if we turn all of those on. If you ever want to come over,
that's something that's interesting.
I thought I was like, yeah, sure, Kyle, whatever. And then we turned it all off and it just started working. It's like, wow.
Who expected that to be that way? Did you have any other questions, Richard, that would set people off? he doesn't have the microphone back yet.
I'm sure I've got loads of questions, but picking up the happy horn.
I found my official happy horn.
Hey, I do have to say something. I was listening to your show the other day when you touched down in Chicago, and you were talking about the differences between breakfasts between, I guess, what y'all normally eat and what we had here. I just thought that was amazing to hear y'all talk about. Or Jimmy was talking about, he was surprised to have eggs, bacon, sausage, and pancakes on his plate.
In one go. It was such a and four eggs. I mean, that's phenomenal.
I'm kind of thinking that's what I expect when I sit down at the restaurant.
Wow, yeah, wow, that's grossly overeating. Looking around the supermarket today, it's just, wow, cholesterol on a stick, isn't it?
These guys were hysterical in the grocery store.
Hey, Chuck, you know what? You need to take into one of those places where they say, if you can eat all this steak, it's free, where it's like hanging off
like one of those 24-ounce porterhouse or whatever it is. Yeah. Oh, man. That's too
Texas.
Much. Hey, we've got another, we're going to roll the Tri-A-Geek game real quick. We've got just one more, I don't know, not one more week, but we've got another week to play in the game.
It's time to play Tri-A-Geek.
Tri-A-Geek is a game we're playing on Technorama to test your geek prowess. We'll give out three geek words from tech, science, literature, and media that have some association. If you think you know what the association is, send your answer in an email to game@chuckchat.com. Points are awarded based on the difficulty of the clue, 1 to 3 points. You only get one guess per game, so make it a good one. We'll keep track of the scores in the wiki at chuckchat.com/wiki. Good luck, and here are your clues. This time for 1 point, Apollo, Gemini, and Mercury. Please remember, if you're in the chat room, don't shout it out.
Nothing matters.
And there we go. There goes Craig. So we'll chat without him for a minute. We've lost Craig.
Come on, Craig.
Come back, Craig. Come back from the great beyond.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. What happened? Skype is not doing wonders for us.
Internet cloud.
Maybe you got sucked up to that that spaceship that got Richard and Jude. Oh, that didn't happen, did it?
No. I was trying to say those are three people that made appearances on Star Trek, the original series.
No. Apollo, right. Gemini, and Mercury. They're not signs of the Zodiac either. All right, real quick geek thoughts.
You're listening to Chuck Thomasy. Chuck Thomasy. Chuck Thomasky. Chuck.
Tomasi. I think that's how you pronounce your name. Chuck Tomasi from chuckchat.com.
Geek Thoughts.
For every action, there is an equal and opposite malfunction.
What is this? You stuck something else in the geek library.
Yes, I did. This is a 10 meg hard drive going for $3,500.
Where are you getting it? What is this, 1979 prices?
Close. It's 1980.
Oh, that was too scary.
10 meg hard drive. Oh, man, I got like five times that on my thumb drive.
More than that.
Oh, Lord. But wow. I thought that was funny. It was good enough to throw it in there. Hey, let's see. If adjusted for $2,005.
Yes.
That's $11,415.
To get a 10 meg hard drive.
Yeah.
And now you can get, what, a 300 gigabyte hard drive for, what, about $150?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Hey, we're rewinding to the show, winding down at the end of the show. I'm out of show notes. Well, we do have the links a la Marv in the Geek Library, but, you know, again, he sent in so much stuff. If you want to find out how Greedo did not shoot first, the binary puzzle, how to make nylon, 50 years of Play-Doh, yes.
I do have something to talk about real quick.
Making
you claim my what the Craig?
You want your rant segment?
Yes, please.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Thank you, Lucas, for taking more money out of my pocket and my child's mouth.
Didn't we already get this last show?
No. I read it after the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So George Lucas is, and I'm sure everybody in the free world's already heard about it, but they're releasing the theatrical version that he swore they would never release into the wild. This September, they're going to have the original version on DVD, which he swore up and down on his children or whatever that they weren't going to release, but he did. So thanks. There goes another $40, Lucas.
You don't have to buy it, Craig.
Yes.
No, no one said you had to buy everything George Lucas puts on the market.
No, I don't buy everything. Hey, but still, I mean, you know, hey, it's the original Star Wars.
It's not that important.
I'm stuck, man. Oh,
I'm stuck.
I'm stuck, man. I do want to say, and this isn't part of a rant or anything, but I did take my son out to Heroes Don't Hard to Find in Charlotte, and we took for the free comic book
yeah.
Yes, man, we came home with a ton of books, a bunch of comic books. Some of them were pretty good. There was X-Men, Justice League Unlimited, you know, some stuff like that. Then they had some kids' ones. They had like a Donald Duck and some stuff like that. And, of course, he wanted now the Transformers. They got that, too. And he picked up all that stuff. So it was pretty cool. Had a good time. And there were plenty of comic book geeks out there to be had. And they even had some artists. And to be honest with you, I've been so out of the comic book arena for so long, I do not know the artists. But they were doing free sketches and stuff. It's a lot of fun. So next year, you know, be sure to check that out.
Next year, same time, same bat channel.
Yep.
Richard, Jimmy, closing words of wisdom for the listener?
Don't eat yellow snow.
Well, that'll work.
Someone told me that one.
Not exactly high tech.
See, some things are global.
Don't spit into the wind.
Yes. No, I can't do that.
Don't tug on Superman's cape.
Don't give your real name.
Whoops.
Yeah. Yeah, don't give your real name, but three of the guys in that room right there are wearing Vobes t-shirts.
Richard, it's been a thrill.
Has it?
He's been sitting there quiet most of the show. We will keep your picture in the room always. Right over there, a little card signed.
There you go. All right, everybody, it's your turn to talk back to us. Call the listener line at 222. I'm sorry, go back up. Call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. You can email Chuck at chuck@chuckchat.com. Or send audio comments to chuckchat@gmail.com or email me at kreg@chuckchat.com. And the other constant in the universe, please visit our website at chuckchat.com. And this friend is a show member of intech.com. This show was a member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Audio streaming provided by Scott Reynolds. He's sitting right over there streaming the whole thing as fast as he can.
Now he gives it credit.
Chat room provided by freenode.net. And if you're getting this show by clicking on the link on the website, don't forget to try subscribing. It's quick, free, and easy. Send us an email if you need more details. As always, we always ask you, tell a friend about Technorama. They'll wonder what's wrong with you, and did you forget your medication? Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Till next time, defrag your hard drive frequently, but never, ever delete Technorama.
Yeah, that's right.
Binary high five.
Richard, Jimmy?
Hey, hey.
Yes, sir.
One was 101.
101!
There you go.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Wake up.
Goodbye.